This is a picture with a famously split personality, and once it's pointed out, it's impossible to look at the picture in the same way again. If we look at the figure group on the right, which consists of the woman turning towards her small children and the two girls themselves, it's painted in Renoir's style of the late 1870s. It's a very soft style, its paint is feathery, and it's quite distinctive from the style of the rest of the picture. If you look at the rest of the picture, it's much cooler, much greyer, much harder, and much more outlined than the figures on the right. And the reason for this discrepancy is that Renoir actually painted it in two distinct stages. The first style was that soft, feathery style of the late 1870s, and then he came back to the picture in the 1880s, when his style had changed dramatically. And the reason for this change was that he went away, he studied Italian painting, he met with Cézanne, he stayed with him in Provence, and he was ill, and Cézanne looked after him. And by the time he returned to this picture, his style had changed. Interestingly, while he was with Cézanne, he actually changed the palette, the colours that he used. And so the figures on the right are actually painted with one sort of blue, which is cobalt blue, which was his normal blue of the 1870s. But all the rest of the figures and the umbrellas themselves are painted in French ultramarine, which was Cézanne's favourite blue, and which he had persuaded Renoir to adopt while he stayed with him. The trees at the top of the picture are also very like Cézanne's trees, and clearly, while he was staying with Cézanne, Renoir imitated some of Cézanne's style. Now, we mustn't think that the picture actually consisted solely of the figure group at the right when Renoir abandoned it for the first time, because under the principal woman on the left is a first version of that figure painted in the 1870s. And we can tell this by analysing the pigments. At the bottom of the paint layers is a figure painted in cobalt blue, and at the top of the figure are paint layers painted in French ultramarine. So we can tell that Renoir reworked the figure on the left into his new style, but he didn't rework the figures on the right. We might ask, what is the reason that Renoir left it in this strangely disparate state? The disjunction in styles would have been very obvious to an observer of the 1880s. The fashions are quite different, and certainly the painting styles are quite different. But by this time, Renoir had come to a crisis in his Impressionist style. He was about to abandon Impressionism and move on to something altogether harder. And clearly, this was his last attempt at a large-scale Impressionist painting. When he had reworked the figure on the left and painted in the umbrellas and the townscape behind, he'd clearly had enough of this picture and was content to leave it exactly as it was.